In Nigeria, village women have staged dramatic protests in recent days against Chevron Texaco. Their demands against the oil exporter stem from poor living conditions in the communities near the refineries. As many as 700 oil workers have been prevented from leaving their work sites by massive unarmed sit-ins by the women. Reporter Sylvia Sansoni is based in Lagos, Nigeria. Sylvia, tell us what's happened in the Niger Delta. I gather there's been more than one protest. Would you take us back to the beginning?
Well, there have been two sets of takeovers of Chevron oil facilities by local Nigerian women in their 50s and 60s. One was a huge export terminal in which about 700 oil workers, mostly Americans, Canadians, even Nigerians, actually, were held hostage. That ended this week with Chevron making fairly big concessions to the local community. The second blockade is a copycat protest by another group of women from a nearby community who've targeted other Chevron facilities. But the second takeover, there have been only two oil workers that have been held, and in fact, they were released today.
What are they protesting? What are conditions like for the villagers?
Well, what it boils down to is Chevron is making billions of dollars pumping oil in the Niger Delta while the locals living next door are living in mud huts without running water and electricity. So the women who occupied the Chevron oil terminal want the company to take more responsibility for the community's well-being. They look at the Chevron compound with its green lawns and its airstrip for helicopters and planes, its air-conditioned offices and clean water and electricity, and Chevron is a constant reminder to the villagers of what they don't have.
What specifically are their demands?
Well, the first group of protesters got almost everything they asked for. They got promised to build a school to put in electricity, help build a fish and chicken farm so that these women can sell food to the oil workers. So that's pretty substantial compared to what they've obtained in the past.
What are the women protesters' tactics?
Their strategy has been to occupy key points in the facilities, the docks where the boats land and the helicopter and airplane landing strip and the entrance to the offices, which is where the computer nerve center of the terminal is. And another threat they used was that of stripping naked, which is a threat that is used traditionally to shame men into submission. Although who knows what effect it would have on sort of burly Texas oil workers. But it's the ultimate act of protest. And you see it a lot in the political infighting during election time here in Lagos, where the supporters of one side will threaten to protest naked in front of the governor's mansion or something. And, the protest was led by women over the age of 50. One woman was in her 80s. So if they'd stripped naked, it would be pretty embarrassing for Chevron.
Why haven't these villagers made their protest to the government of Nigeria to build them new roads and schools and water treatment facilities and so on?
If you go to the Delta, there's no real sign that there is a government. I mean, the only government presence is the armed police force guarding the Chevron compound. Of course, the local government will tell you it's not receiving enough federal funding. But the truth is that for years, the oil dollars that the government gets from companies like Chevron has been siphoned off by corrupt officials and spent on fast cars and villas in the south of France instead of schools and hospitals. So you have a situation where billions of dollars in oil wealth is being produced in a region where there's still subsistence living and environmental degradation.
Reporter Sylvia Sansoni speaking to us from Lagos, Nigeria. Sylvia, thank you very much.
My pleasure.